Wednesday night, or Liyud Beis Kislev, I think. And although this year we're in Shara Hatshuva, Perek Yud is saying, what are you going to do if you have fallen prey to Perek Tes, and it's very difficult to do tshuva? So he essentially says in Perek Yud, do your best and Hashem will take care of the rest. That's what he says. It won't be magic. You can't. Hashem will take care that you'll be able to overcome the obstacles in Perek Tes. Why? You don't know where the guy lives. You'll get invited to a wedding. If Hashem sees, it's a big if. It's a big if. Say, that never happened to me. Yeah, because it's a very big if. The if is that you did tshuva properly as much as you can. You went through the entire process described in the first 8 prokim, and you did it properly. If you can't finish the job because of the obstacles of Perek Tes, which are built-in obstacles. So he says, don't worry, Hashem, you go to a chasana, and the guy will be the third cousin of the kala, and he was invited, and he came. You bump into him at the chasana. Hashem will give you enough money, and you'll pay back all the people that you didn't do right with. And the v'chulu, he says very harshly, it's hard, almost mystically, Hashem will make the mamza die. So that's what he says. These things will happen. Okay, we're on page Reish Lamed Beis. He says, Vimhoya, we'll start from around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom around. Vimhoya mitzad mirma v'oshek b'nyoni mominus. If he cheated people in mominus, itan lo Hashem momen, Hashem will give him enough money to be able to pay back everything. Sh'itneu l'chaveru ba'ad nafsho v'yiratzehu, and he'll apologize v'yuslach lo, he'll takim b'moichalim. V'mizuk l'chaveru b'kuvo v'chvodo. So Hashem will inspire the other person to, like I said, when he says the Yiratzen at night, he'll mean it, and he'll taka b'moichel you. Yitan lo Hashem b'libo, ava v'chiba, k'dei sheyimcha lo al ma shehezid negdo. Ka'omro, and this is the deeper pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei, b'ritzos Hashem darkei ish, when Hashem is pleased with the way you're doing things, gam oivov yashlim ito. Your enemies will become your will make peace with you. It doesn't mean necessarily they'll become your friends, but this type of thing will happen. They'll be moichel you, and beforehand they didn't want to talk to you, they didn't want to look at you, they were so angry. They said, before Hamapil, they said, except for that guy. Then Hashem will calm them down. If you don't know where he is, Yuzamin Hashem, Hashem will make you meet, as I said. You'll both be at the same chasana. They say, "Yeshuvel of Oshik," will say, "Oh, here's the $10 I owe you, or here's the $100 I owe you." The Yim Chalo, the guy will say, "Ah, mamish." The many odeyas hanoshim ashukim, and if you don't know them, you don't know who they are. The lokamos misbar hamamon, a seemingly insurmountable, impossible to overcome obstacle. Yizami lo Hashem lahotzias mamono. What does it say to do? Spend your money on Tzorchei Rabim. So Hashem will give you enough money and it'll inspire you, and you'll buy things for public use, which is the Gemara's Eitzah. If you are in such a situation that you stole from masses of people and you don't know who they are, so do public works. And this way you're giving back to the public, to the Tzibur. You're going Gesharim, V'chafiras Be'eros, water supply, Sheyishtam Shumem B'nei Yodom, Ubinyan Magrei Mayim, water reservoirs, Bedrochim Shein Behem Mayim. Maybe nowadays you make a swimming pool in your house, you let everybody come by and swim. V'chol Adoyim Alakach, anything, Mimashi Yesh Bo Toelos Rabim. Maybe you'll start working for Kupush Old Stoker, you'll start working. You'll donate to them an hour a night. And this way you're giving back. So that's what Hashem will steer you into doing. And hopefully, eventually, within all of his giving, within all of his tovos, he'll eventually hit the person that he owes to. Right? He doesn't know who he is, he disappeared, he doesn't know how. He doesn't know when, he doesn't know how many people. So do this and Hashem will work things out.
So does it actually equate that if he, even though he didn't keep track of the people he ripped off, as far as that's concerned, do like Kubitzel Tzedakah, even though that's more indirect than the direct, does it?
It sounds like that's all you can do, so that's what you do, and that'll be enough. The Yemes Ha'oshuk, and if he died, Yosias Mamonu Al Yorshov, you'll end up giving it back to the Yorshim. Miziko Bugufo Pobak Bechvodo, Voyaviduya Bekacha Chremos Ha'oshuk, he's dead already, he can't be Michael even if he wants to. So there's a procedure, you go to the grave with 10 people. Al Yad Kivru B'maimet Kol Miyusvel, Ozim Chalo Hashem. Kmo Shomru Kadmonenu B'nyin Ozeh, Molech Asor B'nei Yodom, he takes 10 people. Uma'amidum al kivro. The yomer chatosi l'shem elokei yisrael v'l'ploini zeh shechavalti bo. So the Gemara provides for asking mechila if a person died already. If the nifka died, if the injured body died, he can't be mochel you. And this is real. You sinned ben odom l'chaveiro and you didn't attain his mechila. So the Gemara describes the procedure in which you go to the grave and you talk to him. Now, Chavis Alvavus now says a major league yesod in the next line, and it's an explanation of everything he's been saying until now in this parak. Saying, what am I telling you? I'm telling you to do tshuva to the fullest extent that you're supposed to, all the first 8 prokim, and there's still a gap there, so Hashem will bridge the gap for you. This proves a point, he says. Nimtza, if what I'm saying is true, and he has no doubts, he's saying it as fact. Everything he says, he's stating as fact. So he's saying, Nimtza, it turns out that the Tilotikcha of Tshuva Lachote, the real problem when Tshuva is so difficult to do, because of the reasons he enumerated in Perek 9, it's all in the lathe, because he's not holding by doing tshuva. The problem is his lathe. That's what he's saying now. He's saying the real problem of Perek Tes, even though he presented it in Perek Tes as a physical, real problem, the guy's not here, you don't have money, he wasn't Michael you, you don't know who he is. So it seems like a very down-to-earth, pragmatic problem. So he's saying, but the real problem is that you really can't do tshuva. Because if you don't confront them and ask them mechila, confront them in the good sense, and ask them mechila and apologize and beg them to be mechil, you won't get as deep into your kishkas as you need to. So if you do, as a perigil, he says, if I'm right here in this perik, and he has no doubt he's right, because he said it, he doesn't say if. He says, now that I said what I said, so it turns out that the lack of tshuva and Perek Tes is all in the heart and mind. Because you can't bridge that gap. You're not really sorry. But if you do, then Hashem will make things happen. It will be like a miracle. You'll attain tshuva shleima. And because Hashem sees your heart's pure, you're doing a pure tshuva. You're doing a complete tshuva. V'chzreinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha. You're doing a tshuva shleima. So, nimtza shalei tiksha tshuva l'chote, the difficulties of Perek Tes, is kiyamitzad roa machshatos dolibo, because he's not getting back to the place he was before he was chote. He's not getting back there. I will misha rotzel the scarab al Hashem belibo, but if you really, really want to get close to Hashem, ain't oil and shari tshuva b'fonu. Don't worry about anything I said in Perek Tes. If you really want, if you can stand and say, I don't care what Hashem says, like I'm doing tshuva, I'm returning to Hashem, I'm making believe I was never choyte, I'm erasing the chet from my heart, Hashem will do the rest, and you don't have to worry. That's what he's promising. Ain't oil and daki tshuva b'fonu b'lo yimna eyum ala ani gie lov monea. He won't. Eventually, the menias will stop. Eliyftach lo shari akosher v'yadricheu eshvil hayosher B'chaninoso u'b'chasodov. Hashem will see that your heart really, really, really desires a tikkun for the chait. Really, you can't work it out to pay them back. You can't. You don't know who they are. You don't know this. You don't know that. It's all true. But you have this burning desire. So then you're allowed to. Vamor, right. So Hashem will take care. Hashem will bring you back. Kamo Shamar told the Yosher Hashem, Al ken yorech hatoim badorech. So Hashem was like taking the initiative here. Al ken yorech hatoim badorech. So what it means is the hatoim that, you know, throw themselves upon the mercy of the court. Because they can't make amends, really. So he just said, Hashem, you know, you're the only one that can help me out here. Vomar bikash nami shamas Hashem alokecha matosa. Right? A very powerful pasuk. We don't say it with kavana. We're too busy thinking about pseachas yodecha still. And I think people go like that. Yeah. What? They do it by Bechus Kainim also. They cup their hand as if they're receiving a bracha.
I don't know that. I'm on the other end.
Oh, right. You don't see that. I see that people have the minhag, I started them mostly, to go like this during Bechus Kainim. That's not a bad thing. Why? Why don't I make fun of that? Because it helps you focus. It's very easy to lose concentration. I don't know, very easy. But it's easy to lose you can lose concentration by Bechus Kainim. You want to focus on every word. Yivarechacha, Yishmarecha, Yor Hashem, Ponav Elecha, Yifunecha. You hear it every day, and the mind wanders, and the mind, you don't stay focused. So I find it's a very good way to stay focused. You cup your hand like that, so you have like a tangible thing. Anyway, Chavad Avodah says that this is so, and Hashem will take care of the rest. I think that's what he really wants to do here is the end of the pasuk that's not printed, and that's ve'emes, deep as you can go, and then Hashem will take care. Okay, stop here.